Hi, I'm Deanna Bowen. I'm the artist that's responsible for the Black Drones in the Hive.
My name is Crystal Morey. I'm the curator of the exhibition and director of programs at the Mackenzie Art Gallery. Black Drones in the Hive borrows its title from a detail found in the archives of the Waterloo County. This is a detail that would probably be overlooked by many folks, but in the research that Deanna Bowen was doing in preparation for the exhibition, and in my own research as a curator formerly based in Waterloo, we found this detail telling and a little heartbreaking too. So the title of the exhibition is drawn from an entry made by William Jeffrey, and it concerns an individual named William Robinson. And William Robinson was a Black man who was a resident at the Waterloo County House of Industry and Refuge, which is another way of describing a poor house. So a house where folks who were unable to pay their bills, folks who may have fallen on hard times or poor health, were given a kind of residence by the local government. But we all know that that's another kind of framework for incarceration, especially when it concerns racialized people. And in this particular time, absolutely Black folks who were living in the region. And in describing Robinson, Jeffrey refers to him as a perfect Black drone in the hive, good for nothing but essentially labor. And it's in this statement, the violence in that statement, that Deanna as an artist and perhaps myself as a curator, both as Black creatives working in this field, start to think about the value of our labor and the kind of violence that the violence and maybe the insufficient value or assessment of value that's placed on that labor. And what follows then, you know, from that point is a reflection on a century of violence, a century of similar indications that our value isn't on par with what we know we bring to the table. Deanna, do you want to?
Nope. What I would say is, alongside of all of that, the work assist me in coming to terms with the violence that my family experienced in coming to the country, and the violence that they experienced, of course, before they came to the country, being run out of the United States. And so the exhibition gives me language to fill in the gaps of family conversations where my family has kind of consciously absorbed the pain and violence, with that ambition of creating a better life for the subsequent generations. So the work give shape to the world that they inhabited. And of course, the extended legacy of all of this is thinking through the ways in which Black bodies, Black drones were represented in mainstream white media. And so what we should also talk about is the fact that the project largely derives its kind of content and narrative from white archives, and the logic being one that addressing Blackness in Canada has always required proof, because, of course, there's the ongoing narrative that there are no Black people. And then the other concern that I am working through is how to represent my family literally and then more metaphorically through the exhibitions in a way that does not commit further image-based harm. So we're thinking through power and the ways in which Black bodies have been reduced to virtually nothing or invisible. I'm thinking very much creatively, conceptually, about the ways in which the Black body has been reduced to really a very limited array of gestures that is possible for them, either in real life or certainly within an image or a photograph. Thinking very much about mental illness and the ways that this swaddled violence has led to generations of unspoken trauma. And so, again, much of the work is, it gives me visuals to understand some of the things that could have happened to family members to get them to where they were. And then generationally, to think through the things that I've inherited as necessary things to work through.